Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
TEA delays grades. The Texas Education Agency on Tuesday announced a temporary delay in the release of 2023 A through F accountability ratings for districts and campuses originally scheduled for September the 28th. They will now be released in about a month. Obituaries. Alice Marie Anderson of Odessa passed away on September the 8th. The family will receive friends for visitation Friday, September the 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September the 16th at 12 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home's chapel, followed by burial at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Nancy Ann McKenzie Sartan, 78, of Converse, Texas, passed away on Wednesday, August the 23rd. Celebration of life was held Saturday, September the 9th at MacArthur Park Church of Christ in San Antonio. Linda Milburn Mayer passed away September the 10th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorials be sent to Meals on Wheels. Cara Noel passed away on September the 6th at the age of 35. A heartfelt celebration of Cara's life will take place at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September the 13th at Crossroads Church. Barbara Joan Jody Jenkins, age 92, passed away on September the 6th. Christina Nicole Alvarado, age 36, of Odessa, died Wednesday, September the 6th. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, September the 13th at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. Nancy Lynn Britt, age 75, of Odessa, died Friday, September the 8th in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Saturday the 14th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Louise Virginia Cleaver, age 94, of Odessa, died Saturday, September the 2nd in Odessa. Celebration of life will be held at 10 a.m. September the 14th at Bethlehem Baptist Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Willadine B. Kramer, age 97, of Odessa, died Tuesday, August the 15th in Odessa. A memorial service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September the 15th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Marcel B. Lopez, age 79, of Odessa, died Saturday, September the 19th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Friday, September the 15th at St. Anthony Catholic Church. Ismael Martinez Jr., age 57, of Odessa, died Saturday, September the 9th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September the 14th in Odessa. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Louise Powers, age 89, of Midland, died Saturday, September the 9th in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m. September the 15th at the Fairmont Park Church of Christ in Midland. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
Burlington to open in former Bed Bath & Beyond location. Burlington will open its second location in the Midland-Odessa area in 2024, according to a permit filed with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation. Burlington will take over the now-shuttered Bed Bath & Beyond store at 3001 West Loop 250 North. Construction is scheduled to start on November 1st and be completed on May 1st, 2024. According to the permit filing, the store will join Michael's Natural Grocers, TJ Maxx/Home Goods, and Aaron's in the Midland Plaza Shopping Center. Burlington has a location in the Music City Mall in Odessa. County leaders to discuss library book removal, library policy. Commissioners to meet on Monday about books removed from children's and young adult sections on August 30th. Midland County Commissioners will discuss the events that took place at Centennial Library on August 30th and take action on library policy regarding obscene and harmful materials during the Commissioners' Court session on Monday. The ongoing conversation between Midland County Commissioners and officials with the public Midland County Public Library began in mid-February when Precinct 4 Commissioner Diane Anderson proposed moving books with, quote, obscene, end quote, content from the children's section of the library to sections for adults. Following that meeting, a public comment period drew many Midlanders to the county courthouse to share their opinion on the matter. The conversation died down for about a month until March 13th, when Anderson called attention to the existing materials reconsideration procedure at county libraries. The reconsideration policy allows patrons of the library to fill out a form identifying titles that they find, quote, obscene, end quote, and presenting them to library staff. The library staff has 10 days to respond. If a patron is not satisfied with the library's ruling on the title, he or she can take a request to the Library Advisory Board and then County Commissioners. During the April 24th Commissioners' Court meeting, county leaders discussed the Midland County Public Library's collection development policy and revised the reconsideration policy. The conversation lulled again for a few months until August 14th, when county commissioners again discussed library policy and library memberships. The county voted that the director of the Midland County Public Libraries was to move, quote, obscene, end quote, content from children's and young adult section to adult sections. In addition, the county ended their partnership with the American Library Association. Citing a celebratory and since-deleted tweet in which the American Library Association's new president, Emily Drabinsky, referred to herself as a, quote, Marxist, end quote, after her appointment as president of the association. On August 30th, Anderson and 10 volunteers went into Centennial Library to note which books should be considered for removal from children's and young adult section. Anderson, in a statement following the events on August 30th, said that the books were not moved to the adult section by the volunteers, nor did any volunteers remove or burn any books. Quote, by moving these materials to the adult section, if a parent or legal guardian wishes their children to read these materials, that decision is left to the parent. The parent can check out these materials and decide under what circumstances the child can view, discuss, or otherwise handle the content. These materials should not be available to the child on its own volition, end quote, she wrote. Anderson wrote that the final decision about which books will officially be redesignated will be up to Midland County Commissioners. Four of the five commissioners are Republican. Precinct 3 Commissioner Luis Sanchez is the lone Democrat. However, on August 14th, Sanchez did say that books that are obscene for children should be moved to different sections of the library. Precinct 1 Commissioner Scott Ramsey, who has been outspoken in his disdain for the county's motions regarding the library, questioned the criteria for how certain books would be deemed, quote, offensive, end quote. Precinct 2 Commissioner Jeff Summers has generally been quiet about the issue. On August 14th, the day the director of the Midland County Public Libraries was told to redesignate, quote, obscene, end quote, books, Anderson and County Judge Terry Johnson voted in the affirmative. Summers and Sanchez abstained from voting, and Ramsey opposed. Ramsey said Friday that the group of 10 volunteers that attended Centennial Library on August 30th were never vetted or brought before a county, and he was highly upset about the events that took place. County Judge Terry Johnson has been consistent in his message of reclassifying certain titles from youth sections to adult sections, saying on August 14th, quote, I've had hundreds of people that want to see this come to fruition, and I don't think we have to hire hundreds of people to deal with it. I think we allow the public, the community standards that exist here in Midland, Texas, to decide what they want in the library and what they don't want in the their library, end quote. Report. Shulman's Movie Bowl Grill joining Bass Pro Shops in West Midland. Shulman's Movie Bowl Grill will be joining Bass Pro Shops at the new entertainment complex in Midland. As reported by Maybe in Midland, Odessa, Shulman's features dining theaters, arcade games, a restaurant, bowling, and other indoor-outdoor activities. The new Shulman's will mark the company's fourth location, the other three being in Bay City, Sherman, and Corsicana. The development, located northwest of the intersection of State Highway 191 and State Highway 150, west of Grassland Estates, previously announced Bass Pro Shops as the first main tenant. The Bass Pro Shops was previously announced as a 65,000-square-foot store, but developers have stated it actually will be 100,000 square feet. The C. Hodges Development Services project is receiving public support, including property tax abatements, sales tax rebates, and millions of dollars in economic development assistance from the Midland Development Corp. In fact, the Midland City Council meeting in August authorized the city manager and Midland Development Corp. chairman to negotiate an amendment to the master development agreement between the City of Midland, the MDC, and C. Hodges Development Services, LP. The Midland Development Corp. also told the Reporter-Telegram on Friday that it, quote, has met with Synergy. They wanted the MDC to know about their expansion plans in Midland, end quote. Life tributes. Bobby Lee Sharp. Bobby Bob Sharp, 90, of Midland, Texas, went to meet his Lord and Savior on September 3, 2023, at his home with his family by his side. Bobby was born in Gladewater, Texas, to Lee Werner Sharp and Mildred Aline Carey Sharp on August 22, 1933. Funeral service will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. Friday, September 8, 2023, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. The family will hold a private graveside service at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests you prayerfully consider a donation that would make a difference in someone's life to either Hardin Simmons University Golf Team, 2200 Hickory, Abilene, Texas, 79698, or Reflection Ministries of Texas, P.O. Box 52371, Midland, Texas, 79701, reflectionministriestx.org. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Georgia Gutzler. Georgia Jo Eleanor Gutzler, 98, passed away on Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. There will be a private burial service in Burnett County at a future date. Georgia was born on March 20, 1925, in Superior, Wisconsin, to Gladys Pauline Severson Luptow and Stuart Luptow. Jo is survived by a daughter, Gail Wacker, and husband, Herb, of Midland, son, Scott Gutzler, and wife, Carol, of Dallas, daughter-in-law, Sandy Gutzler, of Dallas, grandchildren, Shelley Swan, of Dallas, Jason Wacker, of Midland, Brian Gutzler of Frisco, Texas, Amanda Kessler of San Antonio, and 11 great-grandchildren. Georgia is also survived by niece Mary Gutzler, Houston, Texas, nephew John Gutzler, San Antonio, Texas, and niece Barbara Altobelli of Katy, Texas. Joe is preceded in death by husband William Gutzler, son Mark Gutzler, nephew Philip Gutzler, and niece Elizabeth Ann Smith. As Joe loved dogs of all varieties, memorial donations may be made to the animal rescue of your choice. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Supply constraints lift oil prices. Continued supply constraints sent crude prices higher for a second consecutive week, particularly after Saudi Arabia and Russia said this week they would extend a 1.3 million barrel a day supply cut through the end of the year. West Texas Intermediate on the New York Mercantile Exchange rose 3 of 4 trading days in a Labor Day shortened week. Prices started off trading, gaining $1.14 Tuesday, followed by an 85-cent rise that sent prices above $87 a barrel Wednesday. Prices eased 67 cents Thursday before regaining their footing and adding 64 cents Friday to close the week at $87.51, up 2.3% for the week and up from $85.55 at last Friday's close. The posted price ended the week at $83.99, according to Plains All-American. Natural gas futures had a down week, opening trading with an 18-cent plunge Tuesday, followed by another 7-cent drop Wednesday. Prices then turned upward, rising 7 cents Thursday. Henry Hub futures then added 2.7 cents Friday to end the week at $2.605 per MCF, down from $2.765 at last Friday's close. Tim Waterer, chief market analyst at KCM Trade, noted that oil prices had relinquished some ground Thursday, but momentum remained on the upside given OPEC Plus has demonstrated a willingness to pull back supplies through the end of the year to support prices. Edward Moya, senior market analyst, The Americas with Oanda, said supplies continue to drive crude prices. Quote, no one is doubting that OPEC Plus will keep this market tight going into the winter. Before the OPEC Plus decision, the global market was set for a supply deficit of just over 1 million barrels a day in the fourth quarter. That deficit will likely be closer to 2 million barrels a day and will be able to overcome global growth concerns that stem from both China and Europe, end quote, he wrote in his daily newsletter. He added that oil prices look like they want to keep the rally going and could do so if further evidence emerges China's economy is stabilizing. A weakening of the U.S. dollar could also provide price support, he noted. Production cuts from OPEC members have also boosted sour crude prices, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The agency reported that the production cuts are limiting the availability of medium and heavy sour grades of crude, contributing to a relatively higher price for those grades while also putting upward pressure on WTI and Brent, the global benchmark crude. Light sweet crude oils typically trade at a premium compared with sour crude oils because they are less costly to refine and tend to produce higher yields of more valuable products. Sweet and sour crude oil price spreads have narrowed in most major trading hubs, including those in North America, Europe, and the Middle East. The spread between the price of medium sour Mars crude oil and the light sweet Magellan East Houston has declined since late 2022, and Mars was sold at a small premium briefly in July. The extent and duration of the current market dynamics with sour crude oil prices trading unusually high remain uncertain, the agency reported. The Lion King coming to Lubbock's Buddy Holly Hall. Renowned musical The Lion King is coming to the Buddy Holly Hall in Lubbock. Since premiering in 1997, The Lion King has held 27 global productions and has had four of the worldwide productions running for 20 years. It has also been performed in 9 different languages: English, Japanese, German, Korean, French, Dutch, Spanish, Mandarin, and Portuguese. This will be the show's first Lubbock performance. Buddy Holly Hall shows will run October 5th through 15th with varying times: 7:30 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Sunday. The runtime is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. Tickets can be bought at www.broadway@buddyhollyhall.com, www.buddyhollyhall.com, or by calling the box office at 806-792-8339. Prices range from $33 to $170. Group ticket savings for 10 or more are available by contacting groups at atguild.org. If you buy a ticket from a third-party website, it will not be honored at the door. What's up with Midland? CAF High Sky Wing, air show, Saturday and Sunday. Centennial Park, Tall City Memorial Stair Climb Concert, Saturday. Basin PBS Heritage Festival, September 30th. The Destination, Karaoke Night, September 14th. Friday Night Live, Monty Branham, September 15th. Open Mic Night, September 21st, Friday Night Live, Vontez, September 22nd, Tall City Blues Fest, September 23rd, Bring Your Own Blues Open Jam, September 28th, Friday Night Live, Last Child, September 29th, Earth, Body and Soul, Walk-In Tarot Reading every Tuesday, Walk-In Reiki Energy Clearing every Wednesday, Soul Doodling Saturday, Usi Riki Level 1 Certification Class, September 10th. Kitchen Witchery, September 29th. Horseshoe. Desert Paw Agility Club, Saturday through Sunday. Re-Lana's Fall Consignment, Sunday through Wednesday. Battleground Grappling, September 16th. Texas Battle Bowl Esports and Gaming Expo, September 29th through October 1st. Midland County Theater. Midland Community Theater. Rumors, Saturday and Sunday, September 15th through 16th, 22nd through 23rd, 29th through 30th. Midland Palette Club. Lunacut Printing, Saturday. Midland Polo Club, Legging Up Tournament, Sunday. Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. Septemberfest, September 29th through October 1st. The Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday. Family Fun Day, every Sunday. South Hall, September 16th. Dueling Pianos, September 29th. Modern Pop-Up Market, September 30th. Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. Sunday Sweets, Sunday. Carnival de Agua Fresca, September 16th. The Venue at Live Oak, Los Bravos de Ojinas Daga, September 14th. Sarah Hobbs, September 28th. Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, West Texas Symphony, Saturday. Joe Coy World Tour, September 14th through 15th. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Live in Concert, September 20th. West Texas Winds Fall Recital, September 21st. Key of G Live, September 24th. The Book of Mormon, September 27th through 28th.
Dear Dr. Roach, my friend uses an Inspire device for sleep apnea. It bothers him during the day when he feels it stimulating his tongue. Can you tell me about this? Signed, R.S. Dr. Roach answers, obstructive sleep apnea is caused by the back of the tongue closing the airway when the muscles relax during sleep. Snoring is caused the same way, and severe snoring is a red flag that OSA might exist. Although OSA is common in people who are overweight, a person at any weight with a tight airway anatomy may develop sleep apnea. The airway can stay closed despite a person trying to breathe until oxygen and carbon dioxide levels in the body become abnormal enough where the person wakes up for a few breaths. I think of this as an alarm bell going off inside the head. This may include hundreds of times a night without the person being aware at all. Sleepiness and lack of concentration during the day are common symptoms of untreated OSA. The primary treatment is continuous positive airway pressure, essentially a fan blowing air in during sleep via a mask, which keeps the airway from closing. CPAP devices remain the first-line treatment for OSA. Although CPAP devices are effective for most people, quite a few can't tolerate the mask or the pressure, so the Inspire device is an alternative. The device measures when inspiration begins through an electrical lead on the chest. It then stimulates a main nerve leading to the back of the tongue so that every time a person breathes, the muscle is stimulated to move the tongue out of the way and reopen the airway. The device has been proven to improve the severity of sleep apnea. Serious adverse effects of this device were rare, but 40% of people, like your friend, had discomfort from stimulation. 21% developed tongue abrasions, and 10% had dry mouth. Other options include dental devices, ideally ones that are custom fitted by a dentist with expertise in devices for sleep apnea. For Dr. Roach's advice, readers may write to him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida 32853-6475.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, September 14th. mother unable to forgive and forget past mistakes. Dear Abby, I'm a recovering alcoholic who has been sober for more than 12 years. My road to sobriety has been long and dark, but I am proud of turning my life around and staying sober. My problem is how my mother treats me about it. She keeps reminding me of all the mistakes I made and the people I hurt when I was still drinking. I also struggle with manic depression and have a hard enough time forgiving myself for my past actions, let alone having someone continually bring up every single one. I try every day to be a better person, and I'm an open book when it comes to my life and flaws. My mother constantly accuses me of falling into my old habits and says I'm lying about it, even though she's been given truth and proof that I'm not. My long-term boyfriend and other family members can vouch for me. It's to the point where she's so in my head and cruel with the things she says that I'm spiraling back into depression, which is taking a toll on my confidence and mental health. I have tried cutting her out of my life, but I live with a family member she's close to, so she shows up at our house and continues her belittling. I'm starting to lose patience and also my sanity. What do you do? Please help. Signed, Still Staying Sober. Dear Sober, understand that your toxic mother may have some kind of fixation on torturing you. When she shows up, absent yourself immediately. From your experience, you know she's the kind of person who drives others to drink, so involve yourself with her as little as humanly possible. Your sobriety and sanity depend on it. Dear Abby, my fiancé and I are going back and forth about setting a date for our wedding. We have begun arguing lately about normal relationship issues. He calls them fights when all I'm trying to do is express my feelings so we get on the same page. Then, instead of talking, he shuts down and clams up. It makes me crazy. Now he's saying he won't set a date until our relationship is healthy. He says we fight too much. I think it's a lack of communication. Now I say nothing because I'm afraid he won't want to set a date at all. I don't know what to do. Setting a date is important to me, but I'm starting to wonder if it's even worth it. Please help. Signed, Destination Unknown in New Jersey. Dear D.U., tell your fiancé you think he was absolutely right when he told you he didn't want to set a wedding date until your relationship is healthy. I agree, by the way. Tell him you love him and how important you feel communication is in any relationship. Then suggest the two of you seek premarital counseling. Premarital counseling allows couples to preempt issues that could cause problems in a marriage, from child rearing to money to sex. If your fiancé's method of handling disagreement is to shut down, there may be a way to correct it during some of those sessions.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.